The following program is produced by the Living Church of God.
The world is plagued with so many crazy philosophies and religions. How can you know what is truth? And how many people really know the truth of the Bible? Could it be that the world is deceived? The Bible reveals that there's a great spirit deceiver who has influenced the whole world. He is Satan the devil. Can Satan deceive you? Stay tuned.
Tomorrow's World. The Living Church of God presents Dr. Roderick C. Meredith, Richard Ames, bringing you the good news of your future in tomorrow's world. This week, Richard Ames asks, can Satan deceive you? And now, Richard Ames.
Warm greetings to you all. We marvel at the strange beliefs of others. Some believe the Earth is actually flat, not spherical. Others believe that astronauts never walked on the moon. Millions of people are dabbling in the world of darkness and the occult. Millions of professing Christian children are intrigued with Harry Potter's witchcraft. At Halloween, they dress up like demons, goblins, and witches. And yet those occult practices are totally prohibited by your Bible. What an incredible world we live in. It's amazing what society and government allows and even promotes in the name of tolerance. Listen to this Chicago Tribune headline, Witchcraft Gets Army's Blessings. The article reports that Representative Bob Barr, quote, tried unsuccessfully to attach a witchcraft banning amendment to a Defense Department authorization bill last month, end of quote. The report states, quote, that's because Palmer is a witch, the high priestess of a group that practices Wicca at Fort Hood with the knowledge and approval of the U.S. Army. Most of the people in her group are active soldiers, end of quote. Representative Barr stated, quote, I think it brings disrepute to the military and ought not to be allowed as something on par with the Judeo-Christian beliefs on which our country was founded. If, in fact, people want to practice this in their personal lives, that's one thing. But to allow it as a sanctified practice on military bases is nonsense, end of quote. This is just one sample of the pagan and occult practices in our society today. There are uncounted false beliefs in philosophy and religion. Billions of people are deceived by false religion, false education, the occult, immorality, and even themselves. But there is a great spirit being who is the arch deceiver. Who is this great deceiver? Well, can you believe your own Bible? Turn in your own Bible to Revelation 12, verse 9. Mark it well. Revelation 12, verse 9. So the great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Your Bible clearly shows the cause of the world's confusion and darkness. Satan deceives the whole world. On today's program, we'll discuss his strategies of deception and what you can do to counter them. Let's first realize just how pervasive Satan's influence is. The Apostle Paul reveals that Satan has blinded those who are spiritually perishing. These are people who do not believe the gospel. 2 Corinthians 4 and verse 3. But even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing, whose minds the God of this age has blinded, who do not believe, lest the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine on them. My friends, don't let the God of this age blind you. Believe the true gospel. In today's world, one of the greatest deceptions is to believe that Satan doesn't exist. In a Newsweek magazine article entitled, Giving the Devil His Due, the authors examine various concepts of the devil. They conclude, quote, a trivial personification is hardly adequate to symbolize the mystery of evil that even non-believers must confront. In these harrowing times, Satan's cleverest ploy would be to convince mankind that a pallid personal devil really doesn't exist, end of quote. My friends, you need to prove whether the devil does indeed exist or not. Later in the program, we'll be offering you a free one-hour audio tape entitled, Is There a Real Devil? This free audio tape also includes information on the dangers of the occult. You need this information to protect you and your children from today's popular occult influences. As we've seen from the Bible, Satan the devil is the arch deceiver. Satan is on the prowl to get you. Let's understand Satan can take advantage of our own human nature. What is your human nature like? Here again is another amazing biblical truth. Jeremiah 17, verse 9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Yes, your heart, my heart, unless transformed by God's Spirit, is deceitful. We can deceive ourselves. We should pray daily that we not be deceived by ourselves or by the world or by Satan. Human nature, as we've described on previous programs, is a combination of good and evil. But the downward pull of vanity, jealousy, lust, selfishness, and greed is very strong. As the Apostle Paul wrote in Romans, the 7th chapter, verse 18, For I know that in me, that is in my flesh, nothing good dwells. He also wrote in Galatians 6, verse 3, If anyone thinks he is something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. Let's understand, my friends, we have all deceived ourselves. That is a dynamic of human nature. As English novelist Edward Bulwer Lytton stated, quote, The easiest person to deceive is one's own self, end of quote. Do you allow yourself to be deceived? We often go along with the crowd, with the culture and beliefs of our family and friends, without ever proving the truth to ourselves. Teens give in to peer pressure. Social psychologist Solomon Ash demonstrated just how easily human beings give in to group pressure, even when the group is obviously saying that wrong is right. Ash asked his test subjects to identify which lines in a group were the same length. Left to themselves, students gave the right answers 99% of the time. But when Ash placed his subjects with other students whom he had told to give the wrong answer, 76% gave in to group pressure and said that the wrong answer was the correct one. Ash was shocked by this result. This is what he wrote in the November 1955 issue of Scientific American. He warned of what he called a, quote, tendency to conformity in our society so strong that young people are willing to call white black, end of quote. He said his results raised questions, quote, about our ways of education and about the values that guide our conduct, end of quote. Do you go along with the crowd? The whole world is geared to seduce us from the way of light to the way of darkness. Media and cultural influences tempt us toward the lusts of human nature. The Apostle John vividly summarized this influence in 1 John 2, verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. How graphically that describes our world today. My friends, you have a choice. Either continue to go along with the deceptions of the world, Satan, and your own human nature, or choose to live by the Bible, the Word of God. As Jesus stated in Luke 4:4 and Matthew 4:4, it is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. That is the way of life that produces joy and happiness. In fact, do you know the context in which Jesus quoted that scripture? Jesus had fasted for 40 days and nights. Satan came along to tempt Jesus. Satan challenged Jesus to miraculously change a stone into bread, so that the extremely hungry Jesus could finally eat. Let's read that account in Luke 4 and verse 1. Then Jesus, being filled with the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being tempted for 40 days by the devil. And in those days he ate nothing. And afterward, when they had ended, he was hungry. And the devil said to him, If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread. But Jesus answered him, saying, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Jesus proved that he would not give in to the devil. Jesus was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin, as it tells us in Hebrews 4:15. He proved that he has the character and righteousness to rule the earth. When Jesus returns as King of Kings, he will replace Satan as the prince of this world and banish him for 1,000 years. That's good news. But in the meantime, Satan continues to deceive the whole world. What are his methods? Can he deceive you? In the next part of our program, we'll discuss more of Satan's tactics and what you can do to overcome him and his ways. But first, I'd like to offer you a free one-hour audio tape entitled, Is There a Real Devil? This audio tape will give you the biblical references to answer that extremely important question. And it will also give you important information on how to defend yourself and your family from dangers of the occult. You need to fight against the pervasive influences and deceptions of the media, the world, and Satan. This is an extremely important subject that affects all of us. You need to be knowledgeable and to be on guard. There's no cost or obligation, so pick up the telephone right now and request your free one-hour audio tape, Is There a Real Devil?
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
In the first part of our program, we saw that there is a real devil. Revelation 12:9 tells us that the devil and Satan deceives the whole world. We saw that people believe what they want to believe, without testing whether their beliefs are true or whether their beliefs harmonize with reality. In an article entitled Myth Stakes, Horsing Around with Science and Common Sense, author Scott Laffey points out some of the frauds people believe in. He captions a photo of the supposed Loch Ness Monster. Quote, "This 1934 photo by Robert Wilson became famous as visual proof of the Loch Ness Monster until it was proved a hoax. Wilson had attached a fake serpent neck to the back of a toy submarine," end of quote. Laffey also reports on Michael Shermer's 1997 book, Why People Believe Weird Things. Shermer, quote, wrote that one reason people embrace suspect ideas like crop circles, unseen monsters, and dead men talking is because it feels good, consoling, or strangely gratifying. Weird beliefs are important to people, says Shermer, because they satisfy a human quest for significance, a desire for our lives to have meaning. Not to mention, they make things much more interesting, end of quote. My friends, we do not need to believe in weird things. The whole purpose and meaning of life is given in this book. God reveals an awesome destiny for humanity. We need to ask, what is the truth? Jesus stated this in his heartfelt prayer, John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Yes, God's word, the Bible, is truth. You need to read it and study it. Our free booklets and audio tapes will help you in your study of the Bible. Jesus tells us in John 8, verse 31, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Yes, you can be free through the truth of God and the Savior of the world. But today, so many are held captive by Satan. So many are enslaved to their own sins. What about you? Can Satan take advantage of your human nature and your sexual drives? The Apostle Paul advised married couples to draw close to God through prayer and fasting. He suggested that married couples might refrain from sexual relations during that short period of time. He wrote in 1 Corinthians 7 and verse 5, "Do not deprive one another," that is, from marital relations, "except with consent for a time, that you may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again," notice this, so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control. One of Satan's devices is to tempt you for your lack of self-control. He tempts you to commit fornication, adultery, and sexual immorality. He gets you to sin through your lust. If you're having a problem with sexual lust, you need to seek God's help desperately. The Apostle James strongly warned against adultery and lust. James 4 and verse 4. Adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. You do not want to be an enemy of God, but how can you overcome an addiction to pornography and sexual immorality? James gives this strong advice, James 4 and verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Resist, draw near to God. You've got to seek the clean and the pure, not the purient and pornographic. Satan uses many different deceptions. Do you know that Satan doesn't always appear as a dragon or as a serpent? He sometimes appears as an angel of light. The Apostle Paul warned the Corinthians against false ministers in that context of 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 13. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Yes, false preachers may appear righteous, but whether sincerely deceived or deceptively manipulative, Satan uses them and false doctrine to deceive. The Apostle Paul continues in verse 15. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works. Satan has his ministers. How do you know whether a preacher is God's true servant or not? The prophet Isaiah gives us a major test, Isaiah 8 and verse 19. And when they say to you, seek those who are mediums and wizards, who whisper and mutter, should not a people seek their God? Should they seek the dead on behalf of the living? Notice this, to the law and to the testimony, if they do not speak according to this word, it is because there is no light in them. My friends, if your religious teachers are not speaking according to this word, there is no light in them. Satan uses false religion as one of his main strategies. People want a religious person to justify their immoral lifestyles. 2 Timothy describes a religious trend in our world today. 2 Timothy 4 and verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. My friends, take warning. Sincere churchgoers can be deceived in our so-called liberal enlightened age. The Apostle Paul warned the church at Corinth that they were too tolerant and naive. They accepted another Jesus, another spirit, and another gospel. Here's what Paul wrote to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11 and verse 4. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. There is a right application of tolerance, and there's a wrong application. The Corinthians were putting up with or tolerating a false Jesus, a wrong spirit, and a false gospel. Notice the previous verse, verse 3. But I fear lest somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. Paul warned that just as the serpent, Satan the devil, deceived Eve, they could also be deceived if they did not heed the warning. The Corinthians had tolerated a heinous sin in their congregation, and the Apostle Paul had to correct them strongly for their so-called tolerance. He wrote this in 1 Corinthians 5, verse 1. It is actually reported that there is sexual immorality among you, and such sexual immorality as is not even named among the Gentiles, that a man has his father's wife. And you are puffed up, and have not rather mourned that he who has done this deed might be taken away from among you. Can you imagine that? The Corinthians were puffed up. They prided themselves on their enlightenment and tolerance. Is your church that way? Are you? Today, many so-called modern enlightened churchgoers also pride themselves on accepting any and every moral perversion. Many do not know up from down or right from left. Why? Because they have thrown away biblical morality. They have rejected the Ten Commandments. They say abortion is okay, adultery is okay, homosexuality is okay, and all forms of sexual perversion are okay. The Apostle Paul also wrote in 1 Corinthians that those practicing such behaviors will not be in the kingdom of God. Notice that in 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor homosexuals, nor sodomites, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners will inherit the kingdom of God. Paul instructed the church at Corinth to expel the fornicator. 1 Corinthians 5 and verse 4. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, when you are gathered together along with my spirit, with the power of our Lord Jesus Christ, deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh, that his spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Satan would then punish the sinner, undoubtedly in a very painful way, for the destruction of the flesh. The fornicator's previously godly protection was removed. My friends, you need God's protection. You need God's grace and favor. Can you, a human being, actually overcome this powerful spirit adversary called the devil and Satan? We'll answer that question in the conclusion of our program. But first, I'd like to offer you a free one-hour audio tape entitled, Is There a Real Devil? Where did Satan come from? Did God create the devil? You'll find the answers in this informative free audio tape. Today's world presents alluring temptations, including the seductive excitement of witches, wizardry, and the occult. Is all that harmless fun? Or are there real dangers in today's dark practices? This free audio tape includes a major section entitled Dangers of the Occult. You need to be informed to protect your children from these common temptations and deceptions. So pick up the telephone right now and request your free one-hour audio tape, Is There a Real Devil?
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. If you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. That's 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
As we've seen, Satan uses many different strategies striving to deceive everyone on planet Earth. The common practices and lifestyles of our friends and family just fall into the pattern of deception and sin. Even in our 21st century, people follow after wizards, witches, and ghosts. According to Reuters Zogby, quote, while a majority of Americans do not believe in ghosts, nearly 4 people in 10 say they do. Now youth are more enamored with the occult. Quote, a 57.7% majority of 18 to 29-year-olds believe in ghosts, compared with 78.9% of respondents 65 years and older who do not. End of quote. How sad that so many billions of humans are not seeking the true God and the true Jesus of your Bible. You need this book. You need the truth. Your Bible clearly shows the cause of the world's confusion and darkness. Satan deceives the whole world. I was deceived. I believed in a false Jesus. A Jesus who supposedly did away with the Ten Commandments. A Jesus who assimilated pagan holidays to honor his name. A Jesus who tolerated all forms of disobedience and immorality. My friends, that's not the true Jesus of your Bible. I had to repent of transgressing God's righteousness, his commandments, his will, and his way of life, so plainly taught from Genesis to Revelation. I had to resist the devil with the promises of God. As we read earlier, the Apostle James gives you and me this promise, James 4, verse 7. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Those are promises you can count on. They are the two initiatives. God says to you, resist the devil. Then he says to you, draw near to him. God will bless you and fulfill his promises to you if you do your part. My friends, don't let Satan deceive you. You can win the victory over Satan's deceptions and influence. God will give you the help and the spiritual power if you genuinely repent and accept Christ's sacrifice for your sins. God will then give you spiritual power. The Apostle Paul urges us to clothe ourselves with God's spiritual armor. Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 14. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Jesus used the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God, in overcoming the devil's temptation. You can read that section in Matthew, the 4th chapter, and Luke, the 4th chapter. Study the Word of God. Learn the Word of God. Practice and internalize the Word of God. And God Almighty will give you the victory over Satan the devil. The Apostle John also confirmed this victory in young Christian men. 1 John 2 and verse 14. I have written to you, young men, because you are strong, and the Word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the wicked one. Yes, you too can overcome the wicked one by knowing the Word of God, the Bible, and by living it. You can overcome the temptations, the challenges, and the deceptions of the occult and false religion. As the Apostle Paul encourages us in Philippians 4:13, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. May God empower you to go forward in faith. May you live not by the dark deceptions of this world, but by the light of truth, God's Word. We invite you to join us every week on Tomorrow's World. In the challenging and stressful times in which we live, you need the solid guidance that comes from your Bible. Dr. Meredith and I will continue to share with you the prophecies of the Bible and the biblical answers to the most challenging questions of life. So be sure to join us again next week, right here, at this same time.
This informative audio tape is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation, if you call this toll-free number, 1-800-934-5579. Or send your request to Tomorrow's World, P.O. Box 501-304, San Diego, California, 92150. We invite you to visit our webpage at tomorrowsworld.org. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.